Another of the mitzvot hayom for Purim is Matanot Le'ev Yonim, and the Gemara in the Masechet Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph learns out from the Pasuk that it needs to be Shtei Matanot L'Shnei Bnei Adam, needs to give two gifts spread over two people, so a gift to each of two people. The Rambam in Perek Bet of Hilchot Megillah and the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Sadik Dalet make a number of observations as far as this is concerned. The gifts of Matanot Levionim doesn't actually have to be money. It can be anything that's useful to the Ani on Purim. So it can be money or food or even clothing. But it couldn't be things that are not useful for the Ani on Purim itself. It couldn't be a voucher for a shop which is closed or something like that. The Achronim discuss a little bit the shiur of Matanot Levionim. How much should a person give? So the Mishnah Brura says on the basis of the Ritva that even a pruta is good enough. Just a small coin, one coin is good enough. And you don't need to give more than that. That's regarded as giving tzedakah. But Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanhagot, he discusses this further and brings dissenting opinions and comes to the conclusion that it needs to be a matana chashuvah. It needs to be a significant and respectable gift, something which reflects the position both of the giver and the receiver, similar to Mishloach Manot, just as we said in yesterday's shiur, that if the chief rabbi gives the Rosh Beis Din just a wafer and a packet of raisins, so he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah properly. So likewise with Matanot Le'evionim, if a wealthy person gives an ani a pound, so then that's not a proper fulfillment of the mitzvah, and a wealthy person has to give a more generous gift. A person of more limited means can obviously give a smaller gift, but it needs to be also something which is useful, a quantity which is useful to a poor person. If you give an ani in London 10p, then that's not really useful to them. They can't buy anything with it. Whereas if you give an ani in London £5, they can go into a kosher shop and buy a sandwich and a drink and a hamantaschen and at least buy a meal for themselves with it. Some sort of meal, at least. The Rambam says that, and so does the Shulchan Aruch, that we're not particularly choosy about who we give our money to on Purim, but anybody who comes and claims that they are an ani, then one should give to them. It should be noted that the mitzvah mishlach of Matanot Levionim is specific to aniim. So if a person comes collecting for an institution, then it's certainly good to give to them, and it's a minhag to give money generously to good causes on Purim, but that doesn't necessarily count, or doesn't count as Matanot Levionim. Matanot Levionim is something that has to be given to poor people. The Aruch HaShulchan says that one is allowed to appoint a shaleach before Purim to distribute the money on Purim. The point is the money has to be distributed on Purim. You can't give it to the ani before Purim. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that in a family, certainly if the husband controls the finances, so then he can give on behalf of the whole family. But Rav Moshe Sternbach disagrees with that, and he says that each member of the family should give Matanot Le'evionim themselves. Presumably in a household where there's not one person who controls the finances on behalf of everybody, and each person's got a right to spend money themselves, then presumably each member of the family should in any event give Matanot Le'evionim themselves. The Mishnah Brura mentions that you can't give Matanot Levionim from money that's been set aside as Maaseh money, but of course you can give a Tosevi, you can give extra from that. So if a person decides, I want to distribute £200 on Purim, the first donation, or first two donations, the first Aniyim needs to be from additional funds. And then the further £190 or whatever it is can be from Maaseh money. It's also worth noting what the Rambam says at the end of this halakha, is that it's better to give more money for Matanot Levionim rather than to spend a lot of money on your Purim Suda and your Mishloach Manot, because this is the true way of Simcha, is sharing your wealth and your good fortune with others. And indeed, a person who makes the poor impoverished happy is Medameh Bashchina, is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's much better than gorging oneself on Hamantasha. Adkan.